Welcome back, Joanna. You were a little bit undecisive, so I pushed you. Today, I'm glad you came back. Do you want a pillow under yourself? Do you have one? Okay, I'll just pass that to her.
Yeah, I'll switch with
you. Oh, you have a red one. Good job. Now everybody has it now.
Thank you.
Cooper, are you able to meditate? Do you have any questions? Linda, What is God?
A part of everything.
Part of everything. Great. What part?
A part of the world, the universe, everything.
Which part? The right side or left side?
As far as I know, there isn't a right or left.
So would it be upper part?
Lord. Everything, just every, the essence of every cell, everything that is being.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, okay. Very good. Anybody else? What is God, Gordy?
I haven't seen the bucket yet.
He's on the ladder.
Good answer,
Gordy. That was amazing. He said the best. He hasn't seen the bucket yet.
I was listening to a psychic person view into the future, and he quoted to the year 2400 as being a time of peace, because one reason was because we finally got over God and started living a different way.
Mm-hmm. So to you, God is when you get over it.
The way we see God is totally wrong.
Okay, tell me what is the right way. I'm getting very interested in you right now.
I love these answers.
No, it's not enough. We'll have to dig. See where it comes from.
I know. Case lightning strikes, I'm one of them. Don't worry about it. I was chanting Buddhist once, and the guy who recruited me told me about a guy came from Japan and enshrined my Gohonzon, and he told me all kinds of horrible things that would happen to me if I mistreated the Gohonzon. He shouldn't have told me that.
Okay, let's go back.
It took me 3 months to burn it. I want to see what happened.
Let's go back to what you said about God. We should get over it. How do you attempt to get over God?
How do you attempt to get over God? Well, first thing you got to do is you got to degrade yourself in your thinking.
Degrade
it. Right. And try to assume a position of neutrality. Mm-hmm. Because when you impose your ideas upon a person, that person will tend to become your ideas. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we got going on right now, a lot of people's ideas.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Anybody else? Mm-hmm.
God is love.
Mm-hmm. God is us.
God is us.
Very good. Anybody else would like to say what God is?
You know, I was looking at this picture, this inner and outer guru. Mm-hmm. And what came to me in my meditation was, I am nothing, you know, and, you know, I'm a person without words, mm-hmm. because it's something you cannot put words to.
God is that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it is so hard for me to be descriptive mm-hmm. when there is no description to give. So what came to me is that I was neither born nor did I die. Mm-hmm. It is like a continuum living of some
Very
sort.
Good. Very
and
good.
And it's like, I'm looking at a picture here, I think it might be not so circular and not necessarily like this, but it was almost like I could just freely just zip through wherever I wanted to go mm-hmm. seamlessly without any, there was no form or it was just not even spirit as we call it. It was just very cosmic like that, I suppose. And there was just nothing. Mm-hmm. Just bliss.
Very good.
And then the more I went in there, the more I would just went further and further to who knows where. Mm-hmm. 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 And so to me, I suppose, that's God, that connection.
I might leave right now, because I might become a little bit rough tonight. We'll see how many people come back next week. But remember, my roughness is out of love, too. Everything I heard was mental. Everything I heard was mental. That's what keeps us from seeing the bucket. Gordy said, Satyam, does God exist or he doesn't, right? I said, it does exist when you are going up the ladder. But where I'm standing, where the bucket is that you are coming up the ladder for, when you get up here, we talk. This is why I said, guys, get ready and empty yourself before we start a meditation. And I had not a clue where I was going to go. And if you get offended with my talk tonight, come back as many times as you can. If you're not offended, don't come back anymore. You don't need me. Because this is the place that directly gives you the ways to cut all the imagination of spirituality and get to it. In order to do that, I am nobody and I don't know anything. Seriously, our knowledge has become our hindrance now. I see it. You know? The closest that I could say, God is love. Okay, at least this is a phrase of coming from the heart. But to say the experience of I see it this way, or I should get over God, or I should, what does it mean? What does it mean? What is it to me? What is it to you? What is it? How are you, freeing yourself with this? My favorite answer was Gordy. Let me get to the top and then we talk. I don't mean that we, each one of us, have not had experience. I'm just pushing a little bit more. I'm just pushing you into a more of an experience, and it, that is not of this world, that it is really not an experience, it's a state of being. And see if we can do that tonight. I'm sorry, you're new here, and are you being able to just walk with us tonight? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a lot of monkey mind and a lot of temporary, contemporary knowledge. Let's do it again. Believe me, if you can stand tonight, you will see the difference. That's all I can say. If you can trust me and come on board with me tonight and see what happens in the end. Let's close our eyes. I want you to sincerely, wholeheartedly, from the bottom of your heart, say, I don't know anything. Forget about I'm not nobody. I don't know anything. Please go to the depth of this sentence. Slowly come out. And I want somebody to tell me what is God. Anybody would like to volunteer?
God is.
Anybody wants to volunteer?
God is nothing.
Freedom.
Silence.
How many of you came to the balcony and saw the bucket? What is God?
Is.
There is no even need for the name.
There is no need.
Just be. Just be. In that, you're on top of the roof. You already reached the bucket. How many of you, the second meditation of I'm nobody, you really meant it, and you realize you don't know diddly, and so the